Vous êtes avec Radio SBS en français.
The great pleasure of welcoming on the French language program, Stacey Allom. Welcome to you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And Stacey, you're a soprano.
I am.
With Opera Australia.
Yes.
Fantastic. What a great job.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I love it.
How long have you been doing this?
Well, I started with Opera Australia in their schools company probably about 5 years ago, and I've just kind of been working my way up the ladder as the years have progressed, which is great. It's been a slow and steady progression in my career, and I'm really enjoying performing and experiencing and this craft.
And you're currently in Melbourne at the moment for the production of Carmen, directed by John Bell. How's that going?
Oh, I love it. It's a really vibrant and energetic production. Mm-hmm. And just to be performing in my hometown. This is my hometown debut with the company.
So hometown debut?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've performed Michaela a few times now.
In Sydney?
In Sydney, both in On the Harbour and the John Bell production in the Sydney Opera House. But to perform at home in the Arts Centre is just wonderful.
And what is it like working with John Bell, the director?
Oh, fantastic. Yeah.
He's got a great reputation.
He does. Way, he does. Way back. Yeah, great ideas and, you know, really wonderful to work with. Mm. You can throw ideas at each other and make a collaboration.
And the conductor was going to be Guillaume Tournier, but unfortunately he had to pull out. So you've got a new conductor for this production?
Yes, Brian Castles Onion. Mm-hmm. And I've performed
with him before?
Yes, with Brian a few times before, and it's just wonderful, yeah.
And what can you tell the young people who don't know much about opera, about Carmen? What would you tell them to encourage them to go and come and see Carmen?
Well, you'll certainly know a lot of the tunes. They're very popular. Mm. And it's a great one to start with because you will recognise the music, and I think that gets you more involved because it's not unfamiliar.
And do you think this is part also of the message of Opera Australia to try and encourage as many young people to come and learn about opera?
Of course, of course. Mm. And it's a modern take on the opera as well. So, you know, it's more inviting.
Yeah, and we won't tell the people what's exactly in it because we want them to come and see the production, which is on until, I think, the end of May, 26th of May.
That's correct.
At the Arts Centre. But Stacey, let's go back to the beginning. Tell us, what were the inspirations as a young child growing up to be part of this world of opera? Were you singing in the shower? That's too obvious.
Oh, no, no. I think my dad tells a little story, how mm-hmm. embarrassing I'm saying this on air, but that he used to catch me dancing and singing in front of the mirror. Mm-hmm. And in my bedroom we had, like, the whole wall was mirrors in my bedroom. Yeah. So, yeah, he used to catch me singing and dancing in front of the mirror. But, yeah, as a young child I was in a choir for about 7 years, and I developed my music skills and my love of music there. And
classical music?
Classical music.
Mainly?
Yep. And then after that I had teachers that kept encouraging me to pursue opera and classical and have private singing lessons. And so I did, and it just kept going. You know, I did my Bachelor of Music at Melbourne University and did 2 years studying at the Opera Studio Melbourne, honing in on the operatic and performing on the stage craft. And then after that, I was so lucky to get my first job at Opera Australia in their schools company. So
tell us about the studies you did at the University of Melbourne. Was that a great help in forging your career as an opera singer?
Mm. Yeah. I mean, you get the theory side of it and performance aspect.
So it's a four-year course at university?
It's a four-year course. And once I got to third year, I specialised in music performance. So I knew at that stage that I really wanted to be performing on the stage and getting as much experience working with, you know, other instrumentalists, and performing was a great asset.
And as a student at the university, were you able to play in some of the productions that the university staged?
Yeah, I think the structure has changed a little bit since graduated. Yeah, so I think there's a few different things. But there were lots of opportunities to perform, yes.
And I imagine the influence of your parents was a big factor in you becoming a soprano, an opera singer?
Yes, they've been wonderful with encouraging me and, you know, making sacrifices just so that I can do this profession since a young age. You know, they've always encouraged me and, yeah.
So in 2010, you got a scholarship, the Dame Nellie Melba Opera Scholarship.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So the Dame Nellie Melba Opera Trust each year gives scholarships out to young singers to help develop their craft. And mm-hmm. basically the scholarship enables them to tailor a program to help mm-hmm. them specifically at the stage that they're at. So it includes language coaching, music coaching, movement coaching, and zoning in on learning.
And then so you moved on to Opera Australia. And tell us now about some of the roles that you've managed to play in some of the productions.
Yes. In School's Company, I did Hansel and Gretel and Pamina.
Mainly in Sydney?
No, these were in Melbourne with the School's
traveling
Company.
Travelling around?
Yeah, travelling around. And then my first debut with the company in the Sydney Opera House was Leila in Les Pêcheurs de Perles.
And then Bizet.
And then Michaela in Carmen. And Alexandra Mason in The Eighth Wonder, mm-hmm. which was performed outside on the steps of the Sydney Opera House. And at 4 hours' notice, I went on as Violetta. Yes.
4 hours' notice?
Yes, this was this year for La Traviata. So,
how did you manage?
It was a stress, but exhilarating.
And you took
experience.
The challenge.
Yes, I accepted.
And it worked.
Yes.
There's nothing like something to push you like that 4 hours' notice and then yeah. to get on stage and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think as a cover, you're always, deep down, you always want to go on. But when it comes to the crunch, you're like, oh, gosh, you know, I didn't expect it to happen. But, it is a challenge and it's exciting and it's exhilarating. And when you get to the end, it's just a relief and, yeah, just wonderful. Yeah.
I think once you're on stage, that's it. The public is a blur. You don't have eye contact. You're just in your own space, I imagine.
Yeah, you're immersed in a character.
And that's it. Yeah,
that's
and
it.
You keep going.
That's right.
And Stacey, tell us about maybe your plans after Carmen. I imagine there's a little pause. You rest a bit and then you start again.
Yes, I do have a little break after Carmen. And mm-hmm. then I will be returning to Sydney for a recital of some Czech and Slovak songs. And then afterwards I'm performing in Parsifal. Again in Sydney. And then I return to Melbourne and I'm doing Valenciennes in The Merry Widow. It's my whole year.
And one thing that I forgot to mention is that you were born in Australia of a Mauritian background.
That's correct.
And it was a great pleasure meeting you in person and coming to the studios of SBS. And we wish you all the best for Carmen.
Likewise. Thank you for having me.
Votre communauté, vos conversations. SBS French.